It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cam Hayward, congratulations from the PM team to him, although it's really not the contract extension. It's on paper, their signatures, but none of the money is guaranteed beyond this deal. So it's like a gentleman's agreement, a handshake deal between the Steelers and Hayward beyond this year. It's the most money ever given out to a defensive player 35 years or older. And that news broke at the tail end of yesterday's show. We got into it. Fans were pretty anti the move, but I don't think they read the fine print on the deal, which you should always do. You always have to go to that fine print. Sometimes even you hire a lawyer.
So hold on.
Look over that fine print.
I forgot to read fine print, I think, a long time ago. And while I don't think it cost me any money in that sense, it could have. But I learned my lesson there. Do you, when you get a new phone or you sign up for iTunes, do you read the Apple terms and conditions?
No, I scroll all the way down and then hit the agree to terms.
Okay, so you're not reading that fine print.
No, I don't.
You take that fine print and you flush it right down the toilet.
Yeah, I'm not practicing what I preach whatsoever. What is it?
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. Thank you. Who came up with that?
Confucius.
Thank you. Donnie's here. Hello, Don.
Hello, guys.
Hayward gets a deal. What's next? All the speculation is Pat Freiermuth. Would you pay Pat Freiermuth?
Let's go
there.
Pay.
Let's go there to start here. I have a slightly different opinion on this because I did my homework. There are some things that I have very little gauge on what they cost or what the value is. Cars are one of those things. Like, for example,
what
if
you
gave me...
the Arrested Development skit? What, it's a one banana. What can it cost?
If you
$15
gave me,
or whatever?
If you gave me a make or model on a vehicle now, I don't think I could give you a real estimate on how much
Range
it's
Rover.
Worth.
A nice, the standard Range Rover that you get.
$100,000.
I think you're reasonably close to the mark there.
But that was just me throwing stuff out
Ford,
there.
Ford, fully loaded F-150 truck. Fully loaded.
$60,000.
Oh, no, my friend. You are way low.
Really?
We're talking upwards of close to 100.
On trucks now?
If you're putting every bell and whistle. Dude, there are people with truck payments that are like more than my house payment or your house payment.
Do trucks now almost appreciate in value? If you have a truck and you keep it for 5 years.
Yeah.
As long as you don't beat the hell out of it, can you sell it for almost what you paid for it? Even with the mileage on it?
I don't even know if that's possible with a car, like any car.
Because I felt like some of that was going on during COVID.
Trucks do better than... Well, that was because supply chains were not functioning.
And now they're all back?
I think they're... You know, supply chains definitely on an upward trajectory here, Pony. But I know what homework you did. You know why?
Because you looked at my sheet.
No.
No?
I didn't. I think I know what homework you did. You went and you looked up average annual values or whatever thing you wanted to sort for tight ends to see what they cost.
I got help, though. I had someone who was holding my hand on this. So... Dulac tweeted out that he thinks Freiermuth is next, but he's in his chat today said, let me make sure I have the number right on him. I don't need a Paul pause here, folks. I don't think.
Would you like me to give you one anyway?
No, I don't need a Paul pause.
Okay.
He said something like 3 years, $30 million. I think that if the Steelers get that, then cue up the con clips and everything else if he convinces Freiermuth to take only $10 million a year. That sounds like a lot of money to me. Just $10 million for him. He didn't do much last year because of injuries. He hasn't been a fit.
Wait, Jerry wrote if they get that done at that price, they should be lauded for
no,
it?
No, I'm now editorializing.
So if they get him for 3 and 30, you'll say they did a great job.
Yes, because I had, like I said, I had not really done my research properly on this. So going rate for these types of tight ends, okay? Freiermuth average season. He's been in the NFL for what is it, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be his fourth year. Mm-hmm. He averages 51 catches, 512 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Are like...
wide receiver 3 numbers. If you were
high-end wide receiver 3, low-end, very low-end wide receiver 2 type numbers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you now some guys who have recently gotten paid. Dalton Schultz in Houston.
$12 million.
3 years, $36 million.
Yep.
Average season for Dalton Schultz, 45 catches, 460 yards, 4 touchdowns. But wait, there's more. David Njoku just said it's hard for him in fantasy football because of his large junk.
No, somebody sent that to him and he co-signed it.
So he said that's what weighs me down.
Yeah, I'm very slow in the open field, yeah.
Because of large private parts.
Correct.
He averages 41 catches, 466 yards, 4 touchdowns a season. He's making north of $13.5 million a year. Still numbers that aren't as good as Freiermuth. Cole Kmet, another one, $13 million a year. This might be the best comp. 52 catches a year, 530 yards a year, 4 touchdowns. Nearly identical. One more catch, a few more yards, $13 million. And now it's Pat Freiermuth's turn to get paid. Chris, I think if you're in real estate, you look at the comps, then you try to assess value. He's a $14 million tight end right now. Which I don't...
That's what Mark Andrews is. Is he Mark Andrews?
No, but Mark Andrews got paid years ago. So, no, he's not. But the salary cap has gone way up. What these teams, the TV money's come in, it's going to go up a lot next year. If you are, and I would say Pat is a top, just outside the top 10, as far as tight ends are concerned, when you're just outside the top 10 and you come up for a payday... that's probably what you're worth. 3 years, $42 million.
Is he a better player right now than Tyler Higbee?
Eleanor Rigby. Yes, I would say he is.
Last 3 years, because like when you put Njoku's in there, did you take the year where he barely played?
No, I don't take any of that out because the year counted.
No, I get it. I'm just saying.
I do not.
Njoku's on the upward trajectory coming off of a career year.
But his numbers are still not blow
that.
You away.
Well, he was a pretty slow starter in the last 2 years been good. Higbee, the last 3 years, 65 catches, 606 yards, 4 touchdowns. He makes 8.5 annually. Like Hunter, I don't know. I look at SpotTrack here, and you know who the market setters are. You know Kelsey is 17, Hawkinson 16.
He's not either of those guys.
Kittle 15. Like when LaPorta eventually comes up for one, he's going to fully reset that market. To me, Pat Freiermuth's like closer to a 15th best tight end in the league.
Okay,
than he is 10th or 16th. Like
a couple of months ago, Dalton Schultz, not last year, not 2 years ago, months ago, got 3 years, $36 million.
What's Schultz like as a blocker? I'm asking that seriously. Because I know you're not paying these guys for it, but it helps. Kittle is an all-around player, so it absolutely helps his value.
Yep.
Kelsey's not a terrific blocker, but he's an all-time great receiver.
Freiermuth's not a blocker.
He's not
at
a blocker.
All.
He's a pure pass-catching tight end.
Yep.
So like when I look at Dalton Schultz, I can't sit here and lie to you and say I watch enough Texans football or
but
Cowboys football.
But you drafted Darnell Washington to be your blocker. You've got your blocking tight end. You've got your inline blocker.
So then if you're paying two for the price of to do the job of like one George Kittle, let's say, or pick another guy that's not as good of a tight end all around as Kittle, but does both, then you really only want to pay those two tight ends combined that amount of money. I guess where I disagree with you is like, I'm looking at some of these guys lately because what they've done very lately would presumably predict what they're going to do. Schultz, the last 3 seasons, 2 with Dallas and then 1 with Stroud, 70, 731 and 7 are his averages for those 3 seasons. That's a big jump from what you described Freiermuth's numbers as.
No doubt, but Freiermuth also has the Matt Canada and Steelers quarterback problems to point at and say this is
Schultz's
why my numbers
career
are not
averages
better.
Are affected by the fact that he had a total of 13 catches for 122 yards and no touchdowns for his first 2 seasons in the league.
Yeah,
the guy's been a monster the last 4.
I don't know about monster, but he's
been
better.
An upper echelon tight end and better than anything
Donnie, get in on this.
Been.
What do you think? I mean,
I don't like the direction you're going here because you said 3 and 30 and that would be like a steal. Way to go, con artist. I wouldn't feel the same way. I like Pat as a person. I don't have many interactions to fall back on. He seems cool, but like I haven't seen $10 million a year in production.
You wouldn't even give him 10.
I haven't seen $10 million a year.
I mean, Scarbinos are getting $10 million a year at tight end, Chris.
Our guy Taysom Hill makes 10 a year.
Yeah, come on, man.
He gives so much value as a fantasy quarterback.
He's running down kickoffs. He's getting $10 million.
Okay, is Pat taking snaps from center and going wildcat when they need him to?
No, that's Justin Fields' job this year. Mm. Donald?
So when we thought this was going to happen before training camp, and then there was that, couple of days where his agent was out in Latrobe, and it still didn't happen. I remember talking about this. I think 10 is fair. I think it's definitely fair, but I wouldn't go any higher than something like 12. Like, I think he's in that range of a Fant, Schultz, Kmet type guy. He's certainly not in that upper echelon.
But it's his turn to get paid. If you're his agent and you can't get Freiermuth more money than Cole Kmet, what are you doing? I mean, that would be my argument for him getting at least $13 million. On what grounds is the guy in Chicago who's viewed as a decent tight end, nothing more, nothing less, that guy makes 12 and a half a year? I got to get my client more than that.
I couldn't justify him getting, like, right now, why does he deserve more than Tyler Conklin, who still had 61 catches, 621? He had no touchdowns last year. He played for the freaking Jets, who were rostering Vinny Bumbats at quarterback for the majority of the season.
He had one good year, Ty Conklin.
He had 58 catches the year before for 552, 61 for 593.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying you are not looking at trajectory whatsoever here. You are taking strict averages and not factoring in what these players have looked like lately.
Wait a minute. You're saying trajectory. The argument is that Freiermuth is actually on a great trajectory because of who they hired as their coach and because of what they didn't do at wide receiver.
Man, I don't know.
He should be in line to put up big numbers this
year. Where does Pat usually try to catch most of his passes?
The middle of the field.
Where has Russell Wilson shown an actual allergy to throwing the football?
Agreed, but where does Arthur Smith draw up the offensive plays, the first options, in the middle of the field? So something's got to give there, my opinion. And if Wilson doesn't execute that, maybe he gets replaced. I think that'll happen at some point this year.
So hold on. I just want to make one more statement about this. You're falling back on sort of the rule that happens with quarterbacks where the highest paid quarterback in the league oftentimes is clearly not the best quarterback in the league.
Right.
I think that's a market inefficiency that teams just feel so terrified that they're not going to find a new quarterback that they have to do that.
Donnie,
tight end is not
this.
The same way.
So are you more in my camp or Mulsey's camp on this one?
Hold on, Donnie. Wait.
I don't know if I'm in either camp. Because
you're staking out a third camp here, pitching your 10 elsewhere.
What camp is this?
I mean, I think he's definitely worthy of 10. I think just given how guys are getting paid now, 10 is seemingly nothing for somebody who could be your second wide receiver in this offense, given that they don't truly have one. But we haven't seen the production yet to where you would warrant, like, hey, we should give this guy 14 or 15.
I'd feel a million times better about giving him money.
I didn't say 15.
Fine. You said you'd be thrilled if they got him for 10. I'd feel way better about giving him 3 and 30, like that was a good deal, if he had, in the games he played last year, like truly elevated Kenny Pickett or whatever other crap quarterback, Trubisky.
Well, you can't ask him to turn water into wine, Chris, with those guys. Like, he can't do it by himself. He's not Travis Kelce or George Kittle. We've established that.
Can I ask him to have more than one good game? Because that's all he had last year.
He was pretty good in the playoff game. My point is that, like, if Donnie doesn't want to give Freiermuth more money than Cole Kmet or Dalton Schultz, two guys, did they get drafted in our fantasy draft last night? I mean, these are probably by definition average tight ends. If we're unclear that he's better than those two guys, then what are we even talking about with Freiermuth?
I don't think
then
he's better than
Schultz.
Then they
shouldn't give him an extension.
I don't think he's better than Dalton Schultz, and I would have serious reservations
about
whether he's better than
They should only give
Kmet.
Him an extension if it's absolutely on their terms, which I would say the $10 million a year would be completely on their terms.
Cole Kmet's trajectory recently is better than his. Schultz's trajectory is better than his. I feel bad because I think the guy is partly a victim of bad quarterbacking and bad offensive coordinator performance. But he doesn't block. He has missed a lot of games. The production hasn't been there since Ben's last year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wait, what am I missing?
He scored 16 unanswered. Pickett to the end zone. Freiermuth touchdown. Great-looking drive from the Steelers.
Weren't a lot of those last year. I was at that game in Vegas. I'll be back there again this October. You hear the Muth, you don't hear Muth. They don't say Muth. They say the way that he came into college and pro football. And I'm not going to change. I've changed with Kabali because that's the way he says to pronounce it. And every time we have him on, literally I get hit with text messages or tweets from people that say, you don't say Mark's name right. So you know what? I'm actually ready to go back to Kabali. Because that's what McAfee says, and Mark doesn't seem to have a problem with it or want to correct anybody on it.
I thought his was Kabali, though. Isn't that what he says?
Yes,
he actually
but
is?
No one else calls him that but me and you.
I don't think I never understood Kabali.
Bio.
I never understood Kabali, though, as the pronunciation.
McAfee's like, Kabali, Kabali,
no,
Kabali, and
my,
he gets a big kick
no,
out of
I
it.
I thought that was ridiculous. My eye doctor growing up was a Dr. Kabali, and I never thought to pronounce Mark's name any other way than that.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. All right, let's get to people's thoughts on Freiermuth. Starting with John in West Virginia. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man.
All right.
So I fear them not giving Freiermuth a contract for what he could potentially have a breakout year this year. I think that there are several things that are all indicating he's going to have a huge jump in production this year between having a competent quarterback who has proven that he can pass efficiently for in the NFL, unlike Kenny Pickett. I also feel like the lack of Deontay Johnson and him receiving an increased workload. And also, I truly think that Arthur Smith is a guy who caters to tight ends. I think that they have to give him the contract.
So what you're really saying is if you were Freiermuth, you would tell him to not sign a contract now and wait until the season's over.
Yeah, I think that Freiermuth has a lot of leverage in the situation simply because, I mean, there are
they could franchise tag him after the year if he had a good year.
Yeah, but that'd be expensive.
$13 million.
Only 13? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see them going that route. But, again, I feel like they've done that in the past with playmakers like Le'Veon Bell. And I also really feel like they might need to use that franchise tag on somebody like Najee Harris. I feel like the running back position, the top.
Well, that's not going to happen because Najee Harris is not even going to be their bell cow running back this year. So I wouldn't worry about that.
I mean, they're going to have to pay somebody between Bell or Jaylen Warren. And I do think that they could probably get Jaylen Warren.
Well, hold on. You're hitting on something that is interesting. At some point you do, and they've done it with offensive line. And I guess they're going to maybe do it with Pickens soon, but you've got to balance the scales in terms of what you're paying for offense compared to what you're paying for defense. You know, unless you have so many great young players who play way better than what they're getting paid and you don't worry about it, maybe a la Houston with Tank Dell and C.J. Stroud and guys like that.
But they have a great quarterback and they have a coordinator who's very forward-thinking, like new school pass offense. If I had Ben Johnson or Slowick or somebody like that running the offense, Arthur Smith wants to go back to ground and pound with a slight twist maybe.
Slight twist is getting the ball to the tight end, Chris, and playing tight ends more than anybody in the league.
That wouldn't be a twist. Playing tight ends, plural.
Yes.
They still want to be a run-heavy offense.
He fetishizes tight ends.
Okay, who was his main tight end? Jonnu Smith in what?
Tennessee. Kyle Pitts in Atlanta.
And Pitts is a pure receiver.
Like Freiermuth.
And would you say Kyle, he's a more skilled and bigger, better athlete. Would you say Kyle Pitts has been something of a disappointment thus far?
Of course I would say that, but my rebuttal back to that would be that's what happens when you have Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke throwing him the ball.
Ah, yes, because Murderer's Row is Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and even though he played well, Mason
Rudolph. No, but that gets back to what John just said. If you have better quarterback play and you have an offense that's catered to the tight end, then Freiermuth's production should go way up this season.
It's still a run-heavy offense, and Pat doesn't block.
So you're thinking he might lose playing time to Pruitt in Washington this year?
If they're going heavy sets, there are going to be times where he might be out there in a two tight end set as a decoy because they just want to run the ball.
Here's Big Lou on the fan. Hello, Lou.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Are you on wife number two?
I take meds, too. Hey, how are we even talking about this? Why are we talking about Pat 32-catch Freiermuth getting $10, $12, $14 million a year? This is ridiculous.
Because other average tight ends make that money. That's just the price of doing business in 2024,
Make him
Lou.
Play, Andy. Andrew, make him play this year. And if what's his name? The offensive coordinator.
Arthur Smith.
If Arthur Smith is so great and he features the tight ends, then we can franchise him. But there's no way I'm giving this guy, even honestly, I wouldn't give him. No way I'm giving him $10 million. No way.
Why? Taysom Hill makes $10 million. A guy that is a gadget player is making $10 million a year. Things have gotten more expensive.
Taysom Hill,
you know all about Bidenomics, Lou.
I would take Taysom Hill over Pat Freiermuth. Right now.
Oh, stop, right now. Big Lou. Take Taysom. We did take Taysom Hill in our fantasy league last night.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
But it was our last pick.
We don't have Freiermuth on our team.
Well, Freiermuth was off the board by the time we got up there.
The average, and I'm just spitballing the number here, the average compensation right now, and now Pitts is different because he's on a rookie deal and he was the fifth pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But the average current annual value for tight ends 15 through 17 in the league is approximately 7.6. If you're me, and you believe that that's pretty much where Freiermuth slots in, then I wouldn't really go above about 7.5. I'm just not bullish on the player right now.
You think that many players are better than him? Donnie, do you agree with that?
I'm just not that bullish.
15 tight ends better than Freiermuth? Basically half the league? Better than the guy you used a second-round pick on?
Who all would you list like around that range that you would say is better than him?
Well, he brought up Ty Conklin's name last segment.
Okay, how about a guy who's on a rookie deal still? Dalton Kincaid is much better than him.
Well, I mean, he's going to be in that. He's going to be someone who gets just under what Laporta ends up getting, though.
No, I understand that. But if we're just strictly taught, Pony's not asking me based on what they're making right now. He's asking me, do I think there are about 14 tight ends
better than him? You are unequivocally sure that David Njoku is a better tight end than Freiermuth? See,
I've seen Njoku have games and have a season that Freiermuth hasn't had. I mean,
by how many yards? By like 100 more yards?
Njoku was a weapon for them last year with Flacco and Watson.
And 2 years ago, Pat was for the Steelers.
People say
with Mitch Trubisky and a rookie quarterback
out there. You're saying that he had a way better yards per catch. For people saying Ben, you know, go back to when Ben was his quarterback and that's like the Pat you'll see. He was a safety blanket who happened to catch some touchdowns. I'm just saying, if you asked me to go through the league right now and name tight ends I thought were better, I think I would name bare minimum 14 before I got there.
Holy shnikes.
Is Trey McBride in Arizona better than him?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, is Dalton Kincaid in Buffalo better than him? Is Noah Fant better? You might say no.
No.
Okay, but I would say it's very close. Do you think Michael Mayer will be better than him?
No.
You don't think that?
No, because I think they have Brock Bowers now.
Okay, is Brock Bowers better than him?
I think he will be. I think they're very similar players, and I think
Travis
Bowers is
better.
Although
I
do have in my head looking at Bowers at the Super Bowl, and he looked like a guy that was going to do a State
agent,
Farm commercial.
He looked like the guy whose house was actually...
Swing, fly ball, deep left to the wall, Reynolds, and he caught it up against the ivy. Brian Reynolds snared that ball one out.
All right, it's time for a Bucco Minute. The Pirates go for a sweep of the Cubs after Chicago took them down, including that historic comeback against the Pirates last week. Dan Zangrilli will have the leadoff show tonight on The Fan starting at 6:45. He joins us in studio right now for his weekly chat, which is brought to you by the law firm of LGKG. And I don't have the complete read here on the sheet because they still put it on Friday. So if there's more to it that I need to say, Dan.
Yeah, you're good enough.
Okay.
Joe, Larry, nice guys.
They're out in Newcastle.
They are.
They've made some... Donnie, where did you put Newcastle on your top five high school football programs of all time in Western PA? They made the list.
I didn't think I had them on there.
No?
I mean, they're close.
I thought they were an honorable mention.
Nice job.
Thought they were honorable mention, He had like Pat Kane playing tight end there way back in the day.
Now I got to look this up. I don't need a Paul Pause, though.
Why are you... You've said the Paul Pause thing, you know,
because
multiple times.
They're obsessed with the... They play it all the time now. It's like in my... It's stuck in my head. I can't get it out.
Remember when Joe played Buffalo's Got a Spirit so Ooh. Much that our old boss, Jim, just basically said he like ordered our audio engineers to remove all mention of that from any of our audio systems so Joe just couldn't play it?
All
just forced
to
it to stop. And then Joe... Yeah. Oh, Joe, to his credit, said... People would tell him the Buffalo's Got a Spirit sounder is getting old, and he would say, a joke isn't done until 6 months after people have told you it's done. The old, like, David Letterman school of thought there. That's what he would go with.
I can't find it on here. Hold on here. That might be...
Dan, while he's actually... Well, yes. We'll vamp here while he does what he's doing here. I wanted to bring up something I didn't have a chance to respond to yesterday because I know Pony brought it up with Greg Brown. Do you think that, like, the losing that the Pirates have gone through since August, pretty much, you know, turned over from July 31st to August 1st, has worn on Skeens at all?
No. Skeens, individually, in
like
particular?
He's the island, you know, in this, like, sea of this hurricane. He's the eye of the hurricane. He's still doing what he does very well. He is, I still think, the best pitcher in the sport, if not the best. He's in the top three, mm-hmm. and he will be the best for a long time if he stays healthy. And I just wonder if you think that a guy who knows he's that good, which he does, is feeling the weight of any and the burden of that losing that the rest of this team around him is doing.
I don't mean to answer this question like a jerk, but I don't think we would be... That's an insult to, I think, like Paul Skeens as a young, inexperienced rookie, which by definition he is. But to think that he is that mentally fragile as an Air Force guy... That's not giving him nearly enough credit.
Fragility is one thing. Frustration is another. And people who are used... Okay, you use Air Force. He's disciplined.
He's a military guy.
Background. Don't you think it would frustrate him if it's do your job in the military that he does his job, here comes my bullpen. Uh-oh, why is David Bednar carrying a thing of kerosene in an Amon flame here?
I think for mere mortals, yes, it could. But I don't think he's that. So, no. To answer the question directly, no. I don't think that it... He obviously... cares about winning. He would rather win as opposed to lose. So I guess it's technically, yes, frustrating from that standpoint, but to where maybe you're suggesting that it's frustrating to the point where it's impacting him, or it is like this drag on him, or that he is going to be consumed by the Bucko way, or as I've heard many others describe it over the years,
well, how about
as the Bucko malaise?
How about in more practical terms? Pony has said to me that he thinks there's better than a 0% chance this guy would actually sign a long-term deal here and buy out a year
yes.
or two of free agency. How about affecting him in that way where he just says, no, I don't want to be around this for any longer than I am required to be. I'm not going to even entertain an offer, no matter how legitimate, valid, generous, whatever you would call it.
I don't think a 3 to 4 week stretch of losing is frustrating and is disgusting and is pitiful that it's been, that that's going to move the needle that far one way or the other. When we're talking especially about a guy as disciplined and buttoned up and who's in that 1% of 1% as Paul Skeens. I just don't think that's giving him nearly enough credit.
I think they must feel like they have a chance of brokering a long-term deal with him, because if they didn't, you wouldn't pitch him right now. They're screwed all the way around on this rule with the rookie of the year voting. They're going to lose a year of service from him. He's going to be Super 2 eligible. And because of when they called him up, they're not getting the draft pick. They're losing out. They're 0 for 3. They look like a Key Brian Hayes box score. And so, to me, I know you want to pitch him because build his arm up. That way he's no big innings jump next year. If you're not getting the draft pick, you'd much rather have the extra year of the generational talent. Every general manager, I don't care if you worked for Bob Nutting or the Steinbrenner family, everybody would say that and agree with that. So they have to think that there's a long-term benefit to pitching him in September. Because if they didn't, you'd sit him down and you'd let Jackson Chirillo finish second in the rookie of the year voting, Dan.
And,
right?
Well, and I'll also... And
if he finishes
just...
top two, it's not just one. If he finishes second, Jackson Merrill can beat him and they still lose a year of service time.
I think they're just trying to do the right thing for the guy, period. Like, just develop him.
But since when sports aren't altruistic, there's got to be incentive in it for them.
No, I'll give you an example. They had an opportunity to manipulate Jared Jones' service time in a big way, but they haven't and didn't.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you on that. So, but they're not going to lose. They're not going to lose the year. Well, they are actually. Yeah, you're right, because they called
they
them up.
They had the had the window and the opportunity to do that with Jared Jones. So I mean, to
so
their,
they must think in the long run it's going to benefit them, not just from how they pitch, but also in contractual negotiations with them.
I would think. Maybe a pay it forward kind of mindset. I guess I don't know if that's going to pay dividends down the road, but just and I'm bringing the Jared Jones thing up because. I mean, you use the word altruistic. It's pretty altruistic what they did with Jared Jones, so why wouldn't it be applicable to Skeens?
Because sports usually aren't. Never, actually.
I think, and this is why it you turn your head and you raise your eyebrows and you're like, that's interesting. No doubt. I mean, it was there for the taking. They had an out, especially with Jared Jones.
And they could have optioned him and said he needed to pitch down at AAA to get his arm strength
and,
back.
And candidly, I thought cynically that they were going to do that. And why wouldn't you?
Because the player's going to look at it like you're messing with me, manipulating my clock, and then that creates or sows discord.
And I think that that's probably an expectation, not only in this organization, but probably baseball-wide, that, yeah, organizations, especially small market ones, are going to try to do that. So I don't think that comes as a great surprise to the player. In fact, they may have surprised the player otherwise, in Jones in particular.
And then when you say 2 years from now, hey, we'd like to extend you and buy out some free agent years. Remember what we let you do your rookie year.
We'll see what that means, if it means a hill of beans or
you buying this thing where Shelton needs a strong September to keep his job?
I do.
Now, we talked last week and you gave me a different answer on that.
I did, yeah. And I think I've heard
you said, oh, no. You said it looks like he's going to be
perhaps
safe.
The power of someone's rhetoric changed Dan's mind.
I mean, I think I've heard differently that, yeah, this is important and he has to show something. And I told the guys earlier today that...
What guys?
Joe and Paul. I said that if they put an August-like performance on in September, then I think that he's in trouble and he probably goes. But if they perform, play, what that looks like, I'm not sure exactly what the definition of that is, but if it's more of a May, June, July type of team in September, then I think that you're more inclined to run it back.
And I've heard the GM's back regardless.
I would think so, yeah.
We don't have enough time. I'm just gonna let that one whiz over my head and refuse to comment on it.
And here's where I come down on that, and you're gonna let it go by, I won't. He's got the pitching, I think, figured out. Can we agree with that? There are plenty of shortcomings.
Well, Pony just said he's pulling back his opinion on Keller and Jones now.
A little bit. I mean, we made it sound like they had Avery, Smoltz, and Glavin 2 months ago, and Osvaldo Beto's got the same ERA as Mitch Keller now.
I'm not necessarily sure that they ever said that or felt that way.
No, but the external people did. Don't want to play the Pirates in the playoffs because they got the best 1-2-3 punch in baseball. Doesn't look that way right now, Dan. Sure. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like Jones looked pretty good, 6 1/3 against Chicago.
He did. Did Keller?
But 2 starts ago, he's a flip of the coin right now. He's probably a number 3, right, on a good team.
Sure.
And he consistently takes the ball every fifth day, and he's going to be close to 200 innings next year, God willing. So that's pretty good. And then what you have in AAA, Harrington looks like he's going to be something. Obviously, they're really excited about Chandler. Ashcraft is probably a reliever, but they're going to die on the starter hill with him. Those guys are at the upper level.
Yes.
But, I mean, do you feel good largely about the organization's pitching?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you want to ask me about their hitting?
Yeah, that's, a different conversation. But
it's also half of the equation, though, Dan.
But it is, but the hard part is done. He's not perfect, okay? There's plenty of shortcomings. He hasn't traded well.
I got to be honest with you. I don't agree with that anymore. I think the hard part's now hitting. I think the OPS in baseball backs that up. I think the hard part's hitting. I think it's easier. I can't believe I'm saying this, but baseball's evolved, and I think right now finding hitting is harder than pitching.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but Pony's right in my opinion.
That being said, the game is still going to be won and lost on the mound.
Thank you, Bob Walk. Yeah. Was it, though, last year in the playoffs? They had two pitchers. The team that won the World Series.
They had a lot of hitters.
Who's that?
Texas. They had 2 pitchers.
They did.
And that's really it.
But so. I think that you'll be all right with pitching. Are you trying to sit here and convince me that the game has done a 180 after 150 years?
You have been.
Are you trying to sell me that bridge in Pittsburgh?
Because you've been doing that too. You've been going on the air and you've been saying things like, I have to look at OPSs now completely different.
Yes.
2 years ago, yes. 800 was average and now it's extraordinary. So
correct.
You've also said baseball has changed.
But I've never said that pitching still isn't the cornerstone of it all.
Well, where's it getting Seattle this year, Dan? They're like the best pitching team in baseball. Where's it getting their asses? They're going to be watching the playoffs.
Just to be clear, so I can just make sure this is almost this is a drug test technically.
Yeah.
Okay, you're telling me that pitching
is less important than it used to be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.